Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Monday, January 8th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I got a text message from Tom Walker in Petoskey, and this is kind of interesting. He says it this way. Sounds like the people who want Christina out are in bed with the Dems. Now, it's kind of interesting that you say that. Because one of the things that Christina Caramo has said when she ran for chair of the Republican Party is that she believes there is a thing called the Uniparty. I know Downstate Kim, she's been texting me this morning. Others have been texting in. I haven't gotten to your text messages yet. That many people agree with that. If you look at people like John DeMuth, who goes down to Lansing as a freshman Republican state senator, duly elected by the people, serving his first term as a freshman state senator, Republican, gets the honor of escorting the first family into the State of the State address last January. I believe it was January 25th, 26th, something like that. Well, this year, the governor's giving the State of the State on January 24th. John DeMuth was the most bipartisan Republican state senator in Lansing last year, his first year serving as a state senator. He got the most bills passed and signed into public acts, into law, than any other Republican senator in Lansing. How did he accomplish that? Well, many claim that he buddied up to the governor. We all remember that famous picture of him, his wife, and his son at the Mackinac Bridge Walk, Labor Day, a few years ago, when he was state representative for the 107th. In a true Republican primary, where Republicans only voted for the four candidates, they split the vote. DeMuth ended up winning the Republican primary, easily winning the November general election. But many claim that he's a Democrat and has no problem working with the Democrats to get special pet projects funded in his district to help him be able to come back to district and say, see, I was able to get money for you. Vote for me in 2026. The Uniparty is absolutely alive and well, not only in Michigan, but in Washington, D.C. Mike Rogers is a typical example of it. Candidate for U.S. Senate. Mike, still waiting for you to contact me and let me know when you're coming on the show, which you promised me on Mackinac Island. Still holding my breath. But here's the main point. When you are a strong constitutionalist, look at the logo of the Michigan Republican Party's website, the Party of the Constitution. That's their tagline for the logo, the new logo for the Michigan GOP, MIGOP. Not Michigan Republican Party, MIGOP. The Party of the Constitution. Well, the Uniparty doesn't like that. They don't like that Christina Caramo, chairwoman of the party, gave that slogan, tagline, to the logo. They don't like the fact that she wants strong conservative candidates only running as Republicans in this year's election. Don't like the fact that she is engaging the grassroots. Good neighbor program. Build up local county parties. Let the local county parties raise the money. Don't donate to the Michigan Republican Party. Donate to your local county party. That's been the basis of her strategy since she ran for chair and won. They don't like that. They want the state party to have the dollars. They want the state party to hire John Yab, Strategic National, to be their political consultants, paying a multi-million dollar fee to his company, where he can then choose which are the best candidates to run to win in November. That's the way it's been done for years here in the state of Michigan. How did that work out for us in 2018? When the Democrats got the governorship, Secretary of State, Attorney General, took over the Michigan Supreme Court. How did that work out for us? How did it work out for us in 2020 when Biden allegedly, supposedly, won the state of Michigan over Donald Trump? Which I will go to my grave saying he did not win the state of Michigan in 2020. But that's what the media pushed. We couldn't even get the Republicans to do a forensic audit. The Republicans who were in control of the House and the Senate. We delivered affidavits of information from citizens under the potential of perjury, signing an affidavit notarized saying, I saw election fraud take place in November of 2020. Christina Caramo was sitting on the stage watching the adjudication machines in Cobo Hall, the TCF Center, on election night, November of 2020. I know because I gave her at 3 o'clock in the morning a protein bar, an apple, and a bottle of water. Her sugar was out of whack, and I gave it to her to stabilize her blood sugar. I was there with her. Patrick Kobach was there. We saw the doors open up. We saw the boxes and boxes and boxes of laser-printed ballots for Joe Biden and Gary Peters that were allegedly absentee ballots, even though they had not been folded. Pristine, flat, large, 8.5 by 14 legal size of ballots, never been folded, but yet they were supposed to have been mailed out, filled out, and dropped off at drop boxes in Detroit, and that they had to check the signatures on the outside of the envelopes in order to verify they were legitimate qualified voter file absentee ballots and bring them to the TCF Center at 3:44 in the morning. I saw it with my own eyes. Patrick Kobach saw it. Christina Caramo saw it. Did Matt DiPernell see it? No. Did J.D. Glasser see it? No. Did Scott Greenlee see it? No. Why? Because they weren't there. But Christina Caramo was. Well, this network who attempted this coup d'etat on Saturday convinced enough people that Christina Caramo has to be removed if we are going to have any chance of winning this year's election. So you change the chairman at the beginning of the actual election year that you're supposed to participate, you're supposed to unify, you're supposed to have a strong message to the general public. You want to change chairman. Well, even some of our local, quote-unquote, good Republicans are behind this effort. The chairwoman of the first congressional district, Sue Aller, was part of this coup d'etat on Saturday. She participated and helped get proxies from individuals to be given to state committee members who were going to be attending this meeting on Saturday, this past Saturday, to try to unseat Christina Caramo, Dan Hartman, and two others. Unbelievable. I can't even get into words what I'm truly feeling right now. I'm afraid I can say something right now that could cause harm to relationships going forward. So I'm not going to get into all the names. I'm not going to get into all the nitty-gritty. Why? Because the real special state committee meeting will be this Saturday, January 13th at 10 o'clock. They're going to be meeting at the Northern Michigan Banquet and Event Center, 4 Stone School Road in Houghton Lake, Michigan. If you're a precinct delegate, you can be a guest of a state committee member. Each state committee member can bring a guest. I highly recommend that you reach out to the state committee members and see if they have decided to bring a guest to this meeting. If not, ask them if they would consider bringing you as a guest. Vicky and I are going to be attending. I'm the personal guest of Christina Caramo. Vicky is the guest of the secretary of the Michigan Republican Party. We are going to be attending. The thing of it is, we need to make our voices heard at this meeting on Saturday. And the bottom line is this. If the RNC steps in, Ronna Romney McDaniel, and or their legal counsel, steps in and validates this coup d'etat that took place on Saturday, this past Saturday, January 6th, January 6th will have a completely new meaning, especially here in Michigan. Final thoughts. Get to your text messages. We'll wrap this up on the other side. We'll be right back.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tellini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebels for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Politics doesn't belong in the classroom, nor does the woke agenda. Hi, it's Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a physician, I know the importance of education. I want every child to have the same opportunities I did. That's why we must return to teaching academics rather than confusing children on gender issues. I will fight for the future of this generation. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
The Well Connect end of the year blowout sale is here. A factory direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
Everybody, welcome back. Final segment of hour number one. I have a guest pass for you, Sherry, if you're interested. One of our loyal listeners, longtime friend, Nikki Koontz, is a state committee member. She is a county commissioner down in Manistee County. She says that she has a pass if you would like it. So you can ride with your county chair, Bob Britsky. I believe his wife, Janet, are going to be attending. So you can get Nikki. Nikki, I will put you in touch with Sherry. Sherry, I will send you Nikki's contact info. You guys can hook up. Get registered to be her guest at this meeting on Saturday that Vicki and I will be attending. So talk to Bob Britsky, and maybe you guys can ride together. Here's the point of all this. And Patrick Kobach goes on to wrap it up, and I'm going to finish off the rest of his post on Twitter, his X account. Attorney Dan Hartman explains that the recent illegitimate meeting via a video falsely claims that Christina Crammo was removed from her position as chair by 40 members of the state committee. Well, those concerned with Christina can make their voices legitimately heard at a legitimate meeting this Saturday, January 13th. If their concerns are truly supported by the majority of the Michigan GOP, it will be reflected in the upcoming meeting. He tagged the real X account of President Donald Trump. Liz Wheeler, his political advisor, Mike Lindell, myself, Steve Gruber's show, Justin Barclay, and many others within the Twitter world. This post has gotten 17,326 views. It's been reposted by 151 people. So I have over 3,000 followers on Twitter. All 3,000 of my followers have seen this post. It's gone viral, basically. Now, I believe there are some congressional meetings taking place on Friday, this Friday, January 12th, my birthday. Yes, I'll be 66 on Friday. I share the same birthday with Rush Limbaugh, and I hate to say it, Howard Stern. I know Dave Agerman says that I am the Rush Limbaugh of Michigan, with a little bit of shock jock Howard Stern in me, I guess. Bottom line is, they will be meeting on Friday night, and there's even other meetings taking place at 9 o'clock before the meeting starts at 10 o'clock on Saturday. There's some discussions of certain things going to be presented at this meeting on Saturday that could change the primary election here in the state of Michigan. We'll see if this motion goes anywhere. The budget chairman, and I believe he's the chairman of Crawford County Republican Party, Dan Bonomy, has a proposal not to hold the primary party primary election in August, but have duly elected precinct delegates, the most engaged, educated, and informed precinct delegates, go to a state convention and have the delegates pick our candidates instead of the general population. Why? Because the Democrats are not running any major races for any of the seats that are going to be on the ballot in November. They've already anointed Elisa Slotkin to be the Democrat candidate for the U.S. Senate. They've already selected their candidates for state house, United States Congress. They're all in place. There's no need for Democrats to vote for a Democrat in the August primary. So they'll cross over and vote for the uniparty, the weakest, most moderate Republican to win our primary heading into November's general election. Well, while the Patriots are in control of the party, elected Christina Caramo, have taken over many of the local county parties, well, there'll be a motion discussed on Saturday by Dan Bonomy and others for this year, 2024, have the delegates pick our candidates. What's the definition of insanity? Keep doing the same thing over and over and over again and expect a different result, said Einstein. Well, running the state party the way they've been doing it since 2018, 2020, and 2022's election hasn't worked out too good for us. So she wanted to take it in a new direction. Christina Caramo. We'll see how this goes on Saturday. We'll be talking about it next Monday. That's it for this story. Top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry.